T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I expect Cam to play well. I expect the Patriots to win the divisions.
Just his stature, and he's got a great energy.
It's been a fun process. He brings a lot of energy. There's never a dull moment.
Got a great personality, along with everybody.
I'm at your neck.
Dale Arnold.
I don't think we've played a full 48-minute game yet before we won a championship.
Bring it, bitch.
Rich Keefe.
I would not say the Raptors are done. I think it comes down to their coach and the adjustments he can make, and I still think this is an intriguing series that can go either way.
Shut up, Paul.
Dale and Keefe with Fitzy.
Tip-off is at 6:30, and you can watch it on cable television.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
What an exciting day for the Dale and Keefe program today, Rich.
It's maybe the most exciting day in the history of the program, Dale.
It is a new day here. I mean, it's not that we want to put any pressure on anybody or anything, but
we have a brand new announcement.
We have a big announcement for the program going forward. Mm-hmm. It was sort of made yesterday morning on the Greg Hill Show, but they just didn't bother to tell us.
Yes, it was.
So
Greg gets all the scoops.
So Wiggy has moved full time onto the morning show on the Greg Hill Show. We're very happy for him. Very happy for Greg and Danielle.
Wiggy wanted to still do Monday Wednesdays with us, but we had to say that's probably too much.
8 hours a day is maybe too much.
Actually, I have it on good authority that Wiggy just wanted Mutt's slot.
Is that right?
Yep.
Didn't happen though.
Nope.
He's now in the mornings every day. Yep.
We're not done yet.
That's right.
So the Dale and Keefe program is going to be shuffled around a little bit. And what that means is that going forward, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, today being Wednesday, our buddy Nick Stevens is going to join us Tuesdays and Thursdays going forward. Our buddy Andy Hart from WEEI.com is going to join us. This is all good.
This is like a super group, Dale.
Wow.
It's like Temple of the Dog.
Is that what it is?
Is that a fair comparison?
And yet no one will be going hungry. That was for you, John Anderson.
Oh, yes.
I should walk out. Should I go?
Greg's favorite song.
Hot Start. It is.
Wow.
It is. Greg obviously is still here.
What,
speaking
Greg
of super
Hill?
Groups.
Well, no.
Is this the double crossover?
If we're going to talk about super groups, you got to mention Asia. I'm going hungry.
Greg, if you're going to mention Asia, then I'm going to get all of my early 80s feels on high, because that's maybe top 10 album for me.
100%.
Heat of the moment, albums. Favorite song, Soul Survivor.
I thought you were going to bring up Power Station also.
Save it for the website.
Also super groups.
As if there's any way you guys could surface something on Greg and Fitzy's top 10 super groups. Speaking of super groups,
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Dale Arnold, what's going on with your... the Dream Team 2011 Eagles.
Technically, Led Zeppelin is a super group.
We also got Namdi Asomugha to chip in on this one.
He was very good. That was a letdown.
I will say this, in our brief experience so far, having Nick as you know, one of the co-hosts of the program, he is going to wear me out on the text machine. I mean, we text back and forth a lot, like the night before, the morning of programs. Yeah. Ain't nobody uses text more than Nick does.
Do you have the unlimited plan, Dale?
Thank God, yes.
Okay,
thank God I'm not paying for this stuff, because I'd have to get a raise just to pay for Nick's text.
That'd Dale, if you need me to, I can upgrade that Mint Mobile to like a Verizon. I have a family plan. There's another line open for it.
Hop on there.
The unlimited comes with the flip. Dale has the flip. So.
I know. I have a
brick but Greg,
phone.
You're like XYZ.
A bag phone.
It's XYZ, MNO, MOO.
It's an art form to text.
Well, you know, Dale, I am, as you full well know,
I like it.
Bright, energetic. Bright more in the energetic sense. I mean, sometimes I'm bright. I am not a smart man, but I do know what love is. But more importantly, I like to communicate and stay on top of things. So I will try to text or even just reply emotionally to text in moderation.
He is big on emojis. I will say that.
He also does the, you know how you can just respond with a thumbs up to the, not a thumbs up emoji, but a thumbs up to the text. An exclamation.
A heart.
All of those, I would say Fitzy does more than anybody else that I come across.
Ever.
Combined.
A lot of people. Yes, combined.
I only text a handful of people.
It's
but
a nice way to acknowledge and also to
it is.
Show.
It's like you already saw it.
Yes.
You saw it.
That, but that's the millennial version of like, I don't want to answer you right now. Well, that's how you get out of it.
I don't know about that. It means he took the time to read it.
As a millennial, I'm telling you, this is what it is.
It means I'm married and I have a wife who is very demanding of eye contact and response, so therefore I make sure that everybody knows that I am in tune with what's going on with the program.
Is there any truth to the rumor that you switched to Mint Mobile just because Ryan Reynolds owns it?
Oh, and that's why I drink Aviation Gin.
The whole thing.
He sold that, though, for like a gazillion dollars.
He's still the face of it, though.
Yeah, he is.
And has a damn handsome face.
He's a good ad man.
Seriously good-looking man. I'm comfortable with that.
I actually think of all the actors that we see on TV, he is my wife's favorite.
Whoa,
he would be the one where if he even gave half a glance, she would pack me out of here so fast.
He's hot.
And run to Ryan Reynolds.
There's nothing wrong with that, Dale.
Yeah, let's be honest. Who of us wouldn't?
Yeah.
It's a good point.
Be it for his strong jawlines, his superhero performances, or just proximity to Blake Lively.
I think I might feel safe in his arms. He's a strong man. I don't know if you've seen him in certain action movies. Yes. That he's
Deadpool is my favorite superhero movie.
It's a good choice.
It's my favorite one. And when he was able to take it to the R-rated route, when everybody said it wouldn't work, the studios wouldn't make the movie, so he said, screw it, I'll make it myself, and made himself another bazillion dollars.
Fantastic.
It was my favorite. Mm-hmm. It still is my favorite.
It hasn't popped up on Disney Plus just yet. I'm still waiting for Deadpool to appear on Disney, but not there.
They got enough issues with Mulan right now.
They do. Might wanna, 30 they bucks. Might wanna... 30 bucks a throw for Mulan.
How are the kids responding to the Mulan so far? Are the reviews in?
I don't know.
Greg, have you had a chance to see it yet?
Better than the human rights advocates are, by the way, Fitzy.
The kids are boycotting it. The TikTokers stands, they're boycotting it.
Oh, they're not.
Why?
John's one of these.
Because they like the musical.
No, it's because she is pro police in the Hong Kong controversy.
Plus, they filmed part of it in the province in China where the human rights abuses are taking place. And in fact, in the closing credits of the movie, they thanked the Chinese government. And so a whole bunch of people said, oh, no, you're out.
I was
cancel
out just because there was no Mushu, and now guess I'm just really out.
Save it.
That's the character, not his favorite order. that's the character. I know this.
It was a terrible Shime.
No.
What do you mean?
We're going to do unnecessary Wednesday karaoke where Shime and I are going to sing, we'll make a man out of...
Save your energy for something else. The critics on Rotten Tomatoes have given it a 76%.
Nice.
Not bad.
Not bad.
The audience score 53%.
Ooh.
Not as good. And for $30, I mean, what are we doing?
I know.
What are we doing?
How much was Bill and Ted phoning in? Was that $20?
That might have been 20.
Okay. See, 20 I can do. 30's a tough ask.
It's a big leap. That's the pizza and the four pack.
Those high price rentals, I just refuse to do. Even though I know
the principle.
If my wife and I go to the movies, we'll spend that much. I get it. But I can't rent a movie for $20 at home. Sitting on my couch, I can't do it.
All right. Well, I did it once. I did it for The Invisible Man, and it was worth it. It was a very good movie. Sat down, watched with my wife as well. Gives you the option to pause it if you have to run up and, tuck the kid back into sleep or whatever.
And I did it for Trolls World Tour so that I could sit my kids in one direction for an hour and a half. I could turn the other way and just cry silently.
Nice.
And you know what? Money well spent.
You've mastered how to cry silently. How'd your 2020 go? Oh, pretty good. I don't make any noises now when I cry.
Right. Yep. I used to be all about shower beers. Now I'm all about shower tears. Hey, Greg.
I actually thought 2020 made a comeback last night. It shows me that 2020 is on the rebound when I saw that the Kardashians have said they're giving up their series.
Yeah, they're all done, huh?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, there are some small dubs on the way to disaster this year.
I'm saying 2020's on the rebound.
But then it bounced back. I don't know if you saw why Joe Budden was trending.
Oh, I did not.
Yeah.
Why was that?
In a Odell situation.
Anybody? Anybody?
He likes to...
Go ahead.
Odell?
No, assist
I don't think
canines.
Odell's that weird. I don't think Odell's that weird compared to Joe Budden.
Joe Budden likes to assist canines in reaching a certain climax.
That's enough of that.
Yeah, and he doubled down on it, too.
By the way,
asked him about
please,
it.
God, please don't let Danielle be listening right now.
Joe Budden. We actually have
hungry,
the
boy?
Audio of it.
Is there someone outside, Lassie? Oh, God.
While we were talking, I pulled up Joe Budden on Twitter, and I'm really I'd rather go back and look at the Odell Beckham.
Get out of there. All of a sudden, Odell Beckham, kind of normal guy.
You know, not so bad.
Because what Odell Beckham did was he got Earl Thomas off the hook. Because remember Earl Thomas?
Allegedly.
Right,
allegedly.
Thank you for that. Thank Earl you. Thomas was in a menage a trois with his brother and another lady.
That way,
you,
yeah.
Well, yes.
How do you really feel? Like, do you feel about Eskimo broing with your actual bro?
Like
stuff like this happens, bro.
No, it's not like they both slept with the same woman. Like in different times, they slept with her at the same time.
I'm so glad Rich added the hook to the end of that sentence when he got Earl Thomas off the hook.
I know, because if he left you hanging,
Joe Budden again. At least circle back
Earl
to Joe
Thomas
Budden
off and the hook.
An animal lover. You say you're an animal lover?
Is it? No.
That did not end.
That's necessarily what
okay, well, that'll end the Fitzy experiment.
All right, guys, it's been great.
We made it 10 minutes in.
I will talk to you tomorrow night from Mutt and Fitz.
For a guy who's done so much radio, you would think maybe he would know what's
allowed. He'd know that there's FCC limitations.
No, it's 10:10 a.m. It's not 10:10 p.m. There's a difference.
You
can safe
work
harbor
through
right
at night with
those
Mutt.
Of us
you
who love radio know 10:10 wins. So.
Oh, man.
Yikes.
Come on, Dale.
Anyway.
So I was listening to Greg and especially Wiggy. Danielle was chiming in a little bit, but not as much.
Right.
And evidently Don Sweeney has sent Wiggy into a deep funk this morning. By his press conference, he held one of those Zoom media sessions, end of season things, and among the things he said, well, we'll play one in particular, had to do with goaltender Tuukka Rask.
I had zero reservations. You know, if you look at Tuukka's actual play, I do believe he's a Vezina finalist this year. For me, that pretty much dictates everything. Obviously, his own personal life, and we all have matters that at times we have to deal with, and he's been given the opportunity in certain a couple of these instances to make sure that he feels good on and off the ice. And I think any player, any manager, or any person involved in sport or in life would respect and has to respect that people have to tend to their own personal business. And how he chooses to do that is certainly his own decision and his alone. We provide resources for all of our players to work through any issues that they may or may not have on and off the ice, and then provide support accordingly. And we're not going to deviate from that. You have to respect his privacy and allow him the latitude to take care of it. And ultimately, it hasn't affected his play on the ice. But if you have a good goaltender, he'll continue to do so.
Well, I mean, I guess you could look at that as, you know, if he's going to try to trade him, you want to make sure you're not just saying, like, oh, we can't trust him. And you're
careful, no, that was Chris Curtis's take. You want to rethink your advocation for
that? No, I don't. Ooh. I don't, because I feel like, you know, GMs, when they're talking about players on their team, they're not going to always tell you the truth anyway. But
that's fair.
When he's talking about, on the one hand, he's like, you know, it's his personal decision, which is true, but you're leaving out the part about how it greatly impacts your team when he's not out there. Like, how can you ignore that? Like, hey, if he wants to deal with stuff, he can deal with stuff. All right, in the playoffs, he leaves. Last year, he left during the season. He's missed games at the end of the year because he's had the flu or whatever. You can't trust him at all. So when he's out there, great, but you're missing the part about how he's not always out there.
But
and
you're
for
also,
a number of different reasons.
In my opinion, you're missing the part that when he's out there, to use your phrase, and you're exactly right, he gives you one of the five best goaltenders in the league, and without him, you don't have that.
Right, but you even with him, in a way, you might not have that either, right?
You might not.
He just he bailed on you.
You might as well. He was with you through the seventh game of the Stanley Cup final a year ago.
But how many times can he leave the team or not be ready for a big game or, you know, bag out, and then you're like, well, who saw this coming? Like, at some point, you have to say, who's with us, who's committed to the team, and go from there. So I'm completely done with them, and hopefully they are, too.
And, Dale, honestly, what is your trust factor, or what can your trust factor be in Tuukka going forward? If he sits down with Sweeney, or if he even, like, gets together via Zoom or in person with his team.
They'll do it that way,
okay, so they'll do it. All right, so they do it on Zoom, where we know Tuukka likes to act out and have his fun before with boom sauce and gas and everything else.
Yeah.
Let's say Tuukka actually takes a moment seriously and wants to first address ownership and the management, and then his teammates, and says, guys, it was I know there are some questions about my commitment to the team. I promise you, I'm in it to win it for the entire season. You'll get the best of what I have. Do his teammates believe him? Does Don Sweeney believe him? Because he seems a bit capricious in his commitment at times. And that's would you rather have a five best goaltender who may be flighty next season, or do you take a chance on lesser goaltending, knowing at least these guys are with you the whole season?
Well, I heard Chris this morning, and Chris said, you know, it's well known that privately behind the scenes, there were players on the team who thought that, you know, he had let them down. I'm paraphrasing Chris's stuff, that, you know, he had let them down. They were upset that he left the team in the bubble in Toronto. I can tell you, based on direct communication I've had with players who were in the bubble, they weren't that way at all. They were completely, totally behind what he was doing and why he was doing it. They all know why he left. You know, we don't. We don't have the direct knowledge, but his teammates do. His management does. And they weren't pissed off at him, as Chris indicated this morning that they were. I'm sure they thought, geez, we'd have a lot better chance of winning if we had him than if we didn't have him. That goes without saying. They weren't mad at him.
And I wonder if whatever the reason why he left, and if the players are good with it, are they also wondering, if he says he's coming back next year, will that same issue not arise? Is that same issue over with?
That is very fair. Absolutely fair.
So that again, I would go back to that. So, for example, he has 1 year left on his contract. And let's say, with everything that's happened in his career, you know, leaving the team and missing a game here, missing a game there, all of that, if he said to Don Sweeney, hey, I would like an extension, you think they would give it to him?
I think they'd consider it.
Wow.
And the reason I say that, again, I go back to, okay, what's your alternative? I'm not sure. There was an interesting note on Twitter last night. One of the hockey guys was talking about goaltenders who could physically just actually retire this offseason. Henrik Lundqvist is on the list. Mm-hmm. He had Tuukka Rask on the list. Now, Don Sweeney indicates that's not going to happen, that he has indicated he wants to play. Sweeney has indicated they want him to play. But let's just say, for the sake of our argument, Sweeney trades him. You know, he builds him up. All of this stuff today was towards that. Build up the guy. Build up the asset before you unload it. Okay, what's then the replacement alternative?
Yeah, there really isn't much of one.
Once you look at the free agent list and pull up a goalie, and then he splits time with Halak. I mean, Rask basically
but whoever you get on the free agent list won't be as good as the guy you're now trading away.
Yeah, and no offense to
Tuukka. Well, but he might play, though. Like, he might commit to the team and stay. So that, to me, is more valuable.
So that's
like, Tuukka's a great goalie, but when he was at home and Halak was out there, you know, letting up goals to Tampa Bay, it didn't really matter how good Tuukka was.
And the whole idea that he would ask for an extension, you know, no offense, but...
By the way, I'm not sure he's going to do that.
Sure, but just in case
he wants to play after next year.
I'm not sure if he wants to play now, Dale. I mean, I don't know
well,
if you saw,
Don Sweeney indicates that he does.
He does. So, but all he did was give us signs that his interest in playing professional hockey was flagging all season along, as he'd considered retirement. And then, of course,
he said he didn't, though. I mean, I understand that there was a narrative out there. I don't think he was considering retirement after this year. And B, I don't know about after next year, but he's at least going to play next year. And he's got about 7 million reasons to play.
Mm-hmm. So who would the Bruins consider going after? If let's say you decide, okay, we can't trust Tuukka anymore. He still wants to play. You trade him, and then you go goaltender X and Halak. Who are you going to go get, like Holtby or Crawford?
I mean, yeah, you'd get somebody like that.
A serviceable
that. Yeah.
NHL goaltender, yeah, who's given you fits in previous series, or who's had your number.
But who is great against you, but is not as good as the guy you have.
Correct.
Right. But I mean, I don't know. You look at some of these goalies that have been on teams that have made long runs. They're not all Vezina Trophy winners that get there. I mean, you look at the Blues a year ago. They won the whole thing. Who had the goalie advantage in that series? I thought the Bruins did.
Nope, Binnington.
I think the Bruins. Yeah, turns out Binnington. Mm-hmm. And I also think even with Tuukka, Tuukka to me isn't the difference of you beating the Tampa Bay Lightning and not. I think you're worse than them regardless.
I will. I'll give you some names of free agent goalies, and you know, I don't know if any of these do much for you. Cam Talbot is out there. Doesn't do much for me, but he is a guy who doesn't necessarily think that he wants to be a starting goaltender. He's 33 years old. I don't want to go there. I mean, if it's me and I'm Don Sweeney, he's cheaper than Tuukka, but mm-hmm. he's certainly not better. Braden Holtby, you mentioned. Theoretically, you could go get him. I don't think he's better. He's better against the Bruins, but he's not better against everybody else. Mike Smith, 39 next March. He's a cheaper option. He's available. Craig Anderson from the Ottawa Senators. I mean, I'm giving you the names of free agent goalies who probably don't thrill you much. Now, I'll give you one.
Is Vegas' goalie a free agent?
Marc-Andre Fleury?
No.
Robin Lehner is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
I'd take him.
I've got to look.
I'd take him.
Yeah, he is. And he's only 29, so.
Yeah,
he,
I would take him.
A big dude.
Well, I'll give you one that you're watching right now, although based on, you know, how the final, the Eastern Conference finals are going, it may not excite you that much. Thomas Greiss from the Islanders. He's 34.
As is Tuca, correct? So you're that's basically yep. kind of like a swap.
Well, it's a swap in age, but it's not a swap yeah. in talent.
Yeah, well, I don't know how many free agent goalies are better than Tuca, but my whole point is I don't know how many games Tuca is going to play or be there, whereas these other guys, I feel
well,
like
will be there.
Well, I
would suggest he's going to be there for most.
Based on?
History. He's been there for most.
All right, but when you've really needed him at times, he's been gone.
Dale, you're in touch more with Tuca. I mean, you've got the connection. Do you think he would be open to a trade? Because I know we've all speculated on that now for a while.
He doesn't have to be open to it. He had to submit a list of 15 teams that he could be traded to. And this was a while ago.
Right.
I mean, if the Bruins traded him to one of those 15 teams, he doesn't have much of a choice short yeah. of retirement. I can tell you that despite the fact that he gets clobbered in this town from pillar to post, one of the most polarizing athletes in recent Boston history, I think he wants to stay here.
I'm talking myself into this Robin Lehner guy. He's winning games right now. He just had mm-hmm. a shutout the other night. He could win the cup. I mean, Vegas will probably keep him then if that's the case. But
yeah, I would think
I would throw some money at him.
Yeah, Robin Lehner is a guy who had some mental health issues. And by the way, I say that with admiration because he faced them and you know, talked about it. And he's a pretty impressive guy in that regards. I've got to look at his contract status.
He has 1 year left on his deal, Dale. He is an unrestricted free agent in 2020.
Yeah, this is it.
So he doesn't have another year left on his deal.
Nope, this is the last year
of his deal. I don't know. I mean, I'd be interested. Now, again, if he keeps winning games for him, I think it's going to be pretty tough to get him away from there. But you never know. Strange things
sometimes happen. It may also, Rich, be the devil that you know. Dale, could I possibly interest you maybe in a second go-around with your old pal, Anton Kubodin?
Kudobin. Yeah.
Kudobin, the old Kudober.
He's looked good in some of these games.
Well, he has in the playoffs so far. Look, I personally, I know how well Robin Lehner's played here of late, including back-to-back shutouts. He's not a better goaltender than Tuca.
No, I don't think.
No one's going
to
be.
Nobody's better than Tuca, but will they play? Will they commit to the team? Will they not leave? That's what I'm more concerned with.
I can't believe we boiled it down to,
are you
going to
stay
here?
Are you going to, or do you want to play for the team? Yes, good. Then I'll take you.
Yeah, and it is perfectly valid based on what just happened to ask the question. I guess my point is he's there more than he's not by a long margin. There have been a couple of occasions. There was about the 4 or 5 day period a year or so ago when you had your backup come in and play a couple of games. Everything was fine. He came back, played. Everything was great. The most recent one is the glaring one. But I honestly, truly do think there was a reason. And by the way, the Bruins honestly and truly do think there was a reason.
But will that reason ever come up again? And if you could say, nope, that is a one-time thing, it'll never happen again, I would still have some doubts. You know, there was a must-win game a few years ago that he bagged out of because of the flu. There was a medal game with Finland that he bagged out of because he was sick. So I would still have questions. But if you told me that, yep, this was a one-and-done thing, then maybe. But I'm wondering if that's even the case. I'm wondering if he could still get pulled away from the team at some point. Plus, we don't really know yet how the season is going to play out. Are all the games... Is it going to be 41 games at the Garden, 41 somewhere else? Or are they going to be like little mini bubbles? Or like how are they going to play the season?
Is it going to be a full season? Are they going to play a 60-game season because they have to start late, Dale? Or are they going to go for the whole season?
No, their plan is to play an 82-game season.
Wow.
Even though they're theoretically supposed to start around December 1st, obviously the Stanley Cup final would likely get pushed into early July. Hmm. But their plan right now is to play 82 games. They're going to do away with the All-Star break. You know, things like that. I think they're going to do away with teams' bye weeks or whatever it is. The tentative plan right now is to play 82 and start around December 1st. Now, that's going to jam the games in.
Yeah. Well, you saw the team respond immediately after Tuca's announcement came out that Saturday morning at around 10:30. That Saturday and for about a week thereafter, granted it was against an inferior opponent like the Hurricanes, they played really inspired team hockey. And then they were able to do it all the way through about game one of the conference semifinals. And then, you know, the ship just started taking on water and their talent gave way to an inspired and obviously better Tampa Bay team. And I think you've seen what the Bruins' limitations are when they don't have an elite goaltender, and obviously they have an aging squad, which now has a lot of free agency questions in addition to the age questions and, of course, the commitment of Tuca. So
and I know
questions abound for your team, Dale.
Yeah, and I know we're up against the clock, but just one other thing I'll say based on what Don Sweeney said, what Zdeno Chara said last week, I think he's going to be back next year. I think it's going to be a one-year deal, and I'm just spitballing here, at like $2 million, which, by the way, is chump change in you know, NHL defenseman money, but I think he's going to be a bottom four type defenseman, not a top pair defenseman, penalty killing specialist, veteran presence for the younger defensemen who are coming up, because I think you may have two, you know, who are trying to make their way, you know, through the system again next year. I think Juho Vaakanainen will be one of them, and, you know, they would want Vaakanainen to learn the game at the knee of a guy like Chara. I think he's going to be back.
I hope he's not. I think it's time to move on. I hate watching guys that were great. Like the last few Roy Jones Jr. fights that I saw, you're like, just stop, Roy. Stop.
Willie Mays not being able to do a relay throw and having to pass it off to someone in the outfield. Like,
it's not right.
$2 million, that's really low for Chara. You know, a man his size probably eats that in a week.
No, it's all vegetables now. It's not that much.
I know Sweeney talked about, you know, some roster turnover and like they have a lot of things that they need to do. And, you know, it's a lot easier to just not re-sign free agents than it is to trade away a bunch of guys. So I think some of the guys, if you really want to see the team look different, it's take a look at the unrestricted free agents. Torrey Krug obviously being one of them and saying, all right, thanks for your time. We'll see you guys
later.
Do
you load up with the guys, Dale, for one last run with the gang, or do you start the unfortunate and possibly necessary breakup process now?
I do not start the rebuilding process yet.
Okay.
I still think you've got, you know, another season or two with the core of your team, particularly, you know, the top line. They're great. You've got a terrific young defenseman in Charlie McAvoy who is making his way. In my opinion, you've still got one of the best goaltenders in the NHL. So I'm not ready to say, okay, time to do the Red Sox rebuild. Let's tank the season, get the number one draft pick, and away we go. I don't think they're ready for that. Nor do I think Bruins fans are ready for that. So, all right, we got a lot of stuff we're going to get to. The Heat eliminate the Bucks. Giannis is on his way home from the bubble. Has the path been paved for the Boston Celtics right to the NBA Finals? We'll talk about that in just a couple of minutes. Tommy Curran's going to join us at 1 o'clock this afternoon. It's Dale and Keefe with Nick Stevens, and it's time to trend.
Patriots head coach Bill Belichick joins Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier every Monday afternoon. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Celtics and Raptors play game 6 tonight. The Seas have a chance to advance to the conference finals with a win where they would play the Miami Heat. Tip-off is at 6:30. Serge Ibaka questionable with an ankle injury.
Marcus, unless he can play with that big walking boot
maybe
on.
Maybe he gets out there. It could be a weapon.
He's not that fast anyway. Nope. What difference it makes?
Good point. Marcus Smart named to the NBA's all-defensive first team for the second straight year. Lakers beat the Rockets. They now have a 2-1 series lead. And the Nuggets will look to even their series with the Clippers tonight. In game 4, it's an off day for the Red Sox. They'll visit the Rays tomorrow, and Boston can now stream Red Sox games on WEEI.com and on the radio.com app. To download, text APP to 37937. Standard message and data rates may apply. Trending brought to you by Dana-Farber, Brigham and Women's Cancer Center, where everyone on your team specializes in your type of cancer and works to create a personalized care plan just for you, a plan focused on keeping you safe and defeating your cancer. Learn more at youhaveus.org. I'm Rich Keefe. That's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
At Shaw's and Star Market, they care about your health and safety, and they're making it easy to protect yourself and others by offering flu shots for free with most insurance at their pharmacy. No copay unless required by your plan. Now get your vaccinations today from their specially trained pharmacist and earn 10% off your next grocery purchase up to $200 with any immunization. Restrictions apply. Now visit their website at shaws.com/flu or starmarket.com/flu to learn more about safety precautions, facts about the flu, and how to get your vaccination today.
All right, DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports, kicking off the football season with a total of $3 million up for grabs for this Thursday's football contest. Download the DraftKings app today. Use my code WEEI. For a limited time, new users can get a free shot at the $1 million top prize and $3 million in total prizes with your first deposit. Do it now. Use my code WEEI only at DraftKings. Make it rain.
Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
As a veteran of the United States military and someone who uses VA healthcare, I can affirm VA's commitment to me, my family, and my community is strong as ever. I've been offered the ability to meet with my medical providers through telehealth and VA Video Connect at no cost to me or my family. As a veteran, it is obvious VA employees are steadfast in providing state-of-the-art care that truly meets my needs. For more information, call 844-VA-CARES and connect with benefits you've earned and deserve.
My name is Bruce Weinstein. I'm a CPA attorney here in West Roxbury. I want to fix what you thought was unfixable. You owe taxes. What you shouldn't do is use an out-of-state firm. They are fast in taking your money, but slow in response time. We are local. We're experienced, have the respect of the people at the IRS or state. Like you, they want to make a good faith arrangement to settle your debt and move on. So contact us at 617-325-8918 or Bruce at WeinsteinTaxLaw.com, and we'll give you what you need at this time. Peace of mind.
Hi, this is Paige, the owner of Awaken 180 Weight Loss, here with Steve DeFilippo, the owner of Davia's.
So when COVID happened, let's face it, all our lives were just turned upside down. And, you know, I was doing great for a while. And then I kind of went off the side a little bit and I started doing things that I probably shouldn't have been doing. So after the quarantine, I went back to Awaken 180 in Peabody. You know, and I walked in there and I had a mask on. They had a mask on. It's incredibly safe. And we had a conversation about what I was doing, what I was doing wrong, and why did I put on a few pounds? And I just went back to some of the old things that I was doing, and I just had to be reminded a little bit. And a week later, the pounds just fell off. It's not hard. I just needed to be reminded, and boom, it's gone.
And that is what Awaken 180 is here for, because you shouldn't be alone during that time. We want to support you and encourage you to find new habits and behaviors that support this new lifestyle.
Awaken 180 Weight Loss, the long-term solution for weight loss.
Dale and Keith.
Middays 10 to 2.
On WEEI.
If David the Jacoby Heat and the Bucks match up in the second round, I am picking the Heat as underdogs. Play me this tape after the Bucks win in five.
The Milwaukee Bucks lose. The best team in the NBA is gone. And the Miami Heat going to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Do you guys feel you guys have played your best basketball up to this point?
I don't think so. I don't think we played a full 48-minute game yet. We won a championship, and I think that's what we're focused on.
Well, if Jimmy Butler's right and they haven't played a complete 48-minute game yet, assuming the Celtics do what they're supposed to do tonight, this next round against the Miami Heat could be tough.
No, the Heat are good. I mean, they proved that. Jimmy Butler's been playing awesome ever since they went inside the bubble. They got a bunch of shooters on that team. Bam Adebayo's a good big man. Goran Dragic is playing like he did a few years ago. So it's a good team. But before, when you thought the Bucks were in front of you, you said, all right, Giannis will always be the best player on the floor. And now, as good as Butler is, I think, you know, Tatum can be better, I think, you know, at times for sure. And I think their top three stacks up as well as anybody's. So Miami's definitely the hot team right now. But I did think Milwaukee was kind of flawed. Like, I didn't think they were this... Their record was a little misleading, and we've seen teams like that in the past. The Atlanta Hawks had some really good records with Al Horford and like Joe Johnson and those guys, but you knew they weren't really a title team. And the Bucks haven't really gotten over that cliff yet. So
is that the old Budenholzer coming through right there again? Because
could be.
That obviously he's not known for taking a team on a deep playoff run.
No.
Did you ever think, though, I guess maybe I thought this because I figured Giannis was a little fragile himself, that the Bucks would be such an emotionally fragile team? Because as much as I think Miami came in and just with speed and shooting from every part of the court, they almost look like Golden State Warriors at times because they're just bombs away from all over. Mm-hmm. They came in kind of led by Butler with, sorry to borrow this from Wiggy, but like on swagger alone, I felt like they were up one game to nothing in the series because they just came in.
He seems like
confident,
a bully, doesn't
ready,
he?
Yeah,
Butler's a bully, I think.
Oh, 1,000%. Yeah. The way he used to talk to guys in Philly,
like
Chicago.
That, though,
yeah,
I do. No, I definitely like it, and I think you know, hopefully the Celtics will be kind of tough enough to respond to that. But that's going to be a big challenge.
And Dale, if there wasn't a chance that your Celtics, notice I'm not saying that they're definitely going to play them yet because I'm not going to fully Paul Pierce it.
Oh, come
but
on.
If there's a chance that they get a chance to play him, otherwise I would maybe root for this Heat team because they're a lot of fun to watch because of that swagger and because of the shoot. I mean, Adebayo's a great defender.
He's good.
Harrow can shoot from everywhere. Yeah. Looks younger than John Anderson.
Duncan Robinson, a New Hampshire kid. I like Duncan Robinson a lot. He just throws in threes, not last night, but normally he throws in threes. But this is also a team that in their rotation is Jay Crowder and Kelly Olynyk.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't lose to that team. You cannot lose to a team with Crowder and Olynyk.
You're facing your own scrap pile.
Throw Evan Turner on the team and then call it the Celtics from 3 years ago.
I get Big Baby Davis?
Yeah, no, thank you. But, I mean, they are playing really, really well. But you don't have to play Milwaukee. I mean, come on.
Giannis went out of his way basically to say, I ain't going anywhere. You know, I'm not going out west. I'm not going to join one of the super teams. You know, I don't try to find out how to get around the wall. I go through the wall and all that stuff. He's going to stay with the Milwaukee Bucks, which I sort of don't believe anyway.
Yeah.
But let's say he's lying because that's what athletes do when they're seeking, you know, big money contracts. And let's say he goes out west. What does that do for the Celtics in the Eastern Conference if Giannis says, I'm out?
They become the favorites for the foreseeable future, for in the Eastern Conference, without a doubt. It opens it up for Tatum and Brown, and then for as long as Walker's here, and then probably another guy or two as they join up. But the combination of Tatum and Brown would just take this conference over for the next several years. And honestly, even if Giannis stays and they just don't surround him with a good cast, like if they just keep butting their heads and not giving him a really good second and third player, like I like Middleton, but like they need something a little bit more than that.
They need more than Bledsoe.
Then the Celtics are going to dominate this conference for a long time. The Sixers have issues.
Yep, big time. You know,
the Raptors, we're looking at it. How much longer is Lowry going to really be a star player? So, yeah, the Celtics
seem to be a bit exposed, don't they, in this
series?
And
they are. Yeah, they are in this series.
Especially when Smart guards Lowry, didn't get a single shot off in game five when Marcus Smart was guarding Lowry. I'll say this. I don't want to see Giannis go out west. I want to see Giannis stay because basketball's better when you've got a conference rival. It was more fun to watch the Celtics have to work their way past LeBron and to challenge the Heat. And it sucked that they lost a couple times when the Heat were able to stage comebacks and knock him out of a chance to go for another title. But I don't want to see him go to an already star-filled and crowded West. I don't want to see him join. I mean, it would be great to watch him play with Booker, let's say, if he went to a Phoenix. But I want Giannis to stay here, get a proper third, and build a team that'll give the Celtics trouble because I think the Sixers are up against it. I think Toronto may have peaked unless they're able to lure another star away. Who knows? Maybe Giannis wants to go to Toronto. I'll say this.
I don't think
he's got the stones to go to a major market and be criticized. So I think a Milwaukee would be a perfect fit for him.
And I think one of the reasons too, people are wondering if he's going to join up with a mega team. One, you know, you're getting out of Milwaukee.
We were talking about super groups earlier.
And think about it. Kevin Durant, very similar. Kevin Durant was a stud player. He was a MVP. But he didn't win the title. He actually made it to a finals, unlike Giannis. But then he left. But he never got crushed for not winning in Oklahoma City because it was Oklahoma City. And I think it's the same thing with Giannis in Milwaukee. He's been in the league 7 years, but really for 4 years, he's been Giannis. And he's probably going to be back-to-back MVPs. But just about any other market, I think he'd be getting ripped. Not that he has to win multiple titles already, but you have to make it to the NBA Finals. Yeah. Don't you? Like, you have to get there for this team. We've seen guys with less. Dwight Howard's magic, LeBron's first trip with the Cavs, guys with less have at least gotten their team through the Eastern Conference, and Giannis hasn't been able to do it. And so that is going to start to really turn on him. And I wonder if does he have the Durant mentality where he's like, all right, I don't like what the team has surrounded me with here, so I'm out. And he's a free agent at the end of the year. Every single team in the league is going to try to free up space and try to get him to go there. But we'll see if he's a man of his word or not and stays.
So Milwaukee's departure last night may have changed your expectations for the Celtics. We'll talk about that when we come back. Top of the hour. It is an annual tradition here on the Dale and Keefe Show, and Fitzy gets to be part of this. It's our NFL predictions. Who's going to win each of the divisions? Who's going to win the conferences? You know, MVP, Player of the Year, Rookies of the Year, all of that stuff. So that's coming up at the top of the hour. It's Dale and Keefe with Nick Stevens, Sports Radio WEEI.
Back to Dale and Keefe on WEEI.
So Giannis is done. By the way, we're doing Supergroup rejoiners all the rest of the day now.
That's right. Supergroup Wednesday.
Yeah. So Giannis is done. He's been released from the bubble. The Milwaukee Bucks have been eliminated by the Miami Heat. Miami is better, at least in these bubble playoffs, than I thought they were. And the Celtics are one win away tonight against the Toronto Raptors to meeting the Heat in the Eastern Conference Finals for a trip to the NBA Finals. Is anything less than an NBA Finals berth a failure for the Celtics now?
Yeah, it is. I think it is. I mean, again, assuming that Tatum, Brown, and Walker are all healthy, because they've already played so many games without Gordon Hayward, and if he comes back, great. If he doesn't, I think we still know that this team can win. And I think the Miami Heat are a good story, and they've been playing really well, and Jimmy Butler is clearly like an alpha-type player. But the Celtics are better. And so if the Celtics lose to the Heat, you look at some of the years that the Celtics have advanced deep into the playoffs when they were sort of that underdog team, and it was a good story, and it was all kind of house money. Even when they had a series lead against LeBron, they lost to LeBron, and you could kind of say, well, it was LeBron. And there was still a little bit of that with Giannis. Like, maybe this would be the year that Giannis breaks through, and he's the best player in the world, and so be it. But you don't have that same thought against Jimmy Butler and the Heat. The Celtics have to win that series. And then if they lose to the Lakers or the Clippers, then you tip your cap to that team. But they need to make the NBA Finals this year.
Yeah, Dale.
If they lost to Toronto, by the way, it is a disaster.
Huge disaster. Oh. You're up 2-0, then you lose at the Horn in a game, and then you have another blowout win, and you have two more chances to eliminate them. Yeah, that'd be a disaster.
The talent disparity between these two teams lay somewhere between the barn burners of game 1 and 2 and the Celtics blowing them out in game 5. I don't think that the Celtics are going to come out again and be up 20 something points, nor do I feel like they're going to play so lifeless like they did in game 4. It'll be somewhere along the lines more of game 1 and 2. But yes, you're 100% correct that anything short of an NBA Finals appearance for the Celtics would be a disappointment. I know Miami played them tough this year. Their one bubble matchup was a 112-106 win for them. Bam Adebayo locked up really nicely with them. He gave Tatum a lot of trouble, and they can shoot.
Right.
But the Celtics can contend with their speed. I think, Rich, it goes back to, I feel like we were kind of like on this at the start of the bubble, and we've seen it play out, and the Celtics are at their best when, like we had hoped for, you get a little bit of that Tyson Time Lord center combo, mm-hmm. giving them just enough of a big presence. And I'll tell you, the secret to the Celtics, in a lot of ways, has been how well Tice has played.
He's had some good
everyone
moments.
Everyone is sleeping on how good this guy's
been. He's a bargain. $5 million. He's a bargain.
Oh, he's a steal, and he's undersized. He's 6'8". But he has to play center. He's going up against all the big guys every single night. And, sometimes he's so wide open on threes, and you're like, you don't need to take them,
he'll satisfy the quota of head scratching. Please don't threes.
But he's the guy that because they have so many guys that can score that he's out there with, that he has to kind of clean it up and get offensive rebounds and do all the dirty work. And then Time Lord comes in, and some days he looks good, some days he doesn't. But Tice has been pretty consistent. But he's going to have his hands full with Adebayo in the next round.
Do the Celtics basically just try to run? Obviously, they're just going to try to run back the way that they played. Not only just the effort, but like we had mentioned earlier, the defense, Marcus Smart, who was just named first team All-NBA defense, if he could play that kind of defense on Lowry again and Ibaka's hurt, you're telling them, okay, I'll give you Van Vliet and Siakam versus the rest of us, and that's how you guys
I'm
are
good with
beat
that.
Us. Wouldn't you take that every day and twice on Sunday?
Yeah, definitely, because Siakam has been really disappointing.
Inconsistent.
Very underwhelming in this series. Van Vliet, you at least see it. You're like, at times when he starts heating up, you're like, okay, this guy could be a problem. You got to get out there on him. But yeah, I'm definitely throwing Smart on Lowry, because Lowry, we were going over the numbers yesterday. I mean, when he plays really well, they win, and when he doesn't, they lose.
Yes.
It's as simple as that.
It's like when the Bruins score 3 goals or more, they win. When the Bruins score 2 or less, they don't.
So yeah, Smart on Lowry is the way to go, and I think it's going to be the combination of the Celtics see that, all right, they can finally put this team away, and then do you think Toronto starts to say, all right, we're this much closer to going home? Literally home. Not Which just might, home, Miami, but before, like home,
yes,
home.
Excuse me. Milwaukee had that, okay, I think it's time. Like, Giannis isn't playing. We're going to give it our best effort, but they had a,
but you're
it's
done.
Time to go home.
You're and done.
Whereas this could be some killer instinct shown by the Celtics tonight.
Mm-hmm.
If they could go box to wire in a game like this and just constantly be up anywhere between like 4 and 12.
Definitely.
And just put the defending world champs minus Kawhi away tonight, then Dale, that'll be another step in the maturation process of Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, which, you know, it's not Kyrie, it's Kemba Ball now, mm-hmm. will tell me, okay, they do belong as an elite team in basketball. Tatum is a superstar, and they have a legitimate shot at going to the finals.
Let's say, for the sake of our argument, because we're in agreement, the three of us agree that anything short of an NBA Finals berth is a failure for the Celtics this year. How will your opinion of Brad Stevens change if they fall short of that goal that we've set for them?
Oh, huge. I think huge. I think you would look at it and say, why did they need to give him the extension now? Like, and I know that's kind of reactionary. It's kind of Wiggy's already wants him out of here. But in reality...
Which, by the way, I don't want him out of here.
I don't want him out of here.
Even if they lost short of an NBA Finals berth, I don't want him
out. I don't want him out of here, but do you got to throw him an extension before the playoffs even play out? Like, what if they have a 2-0 lead against Toronto and then lose that series? You're still saying, yeah, this is definitely the guy that we want? Like, it's frustrating.
Wow.
And one of those losses was because of this stupid zone defense that he plays. Yeah. He's like, oh, we always do it. It's like, yeah, well, Nick Nurse also knows you always do it and didn't work.
And was able to come up and with a third option.
It was the right play. Like, yeah. No, it wasn't, because you lost. So
came
it just,
up with a third option. That wasn't the right play. You lost.
You lost. Like, you lost, like, that.
I need you to win this series.
Yeah.
So not even just so I can go back to appreciating Kemba's incredible pass to Tice at the end of Game 3. I need to rinse that play out of my mind. I need to have no, I need to I have know. Let it be the emotional junk shot that it was to all of us for a couple days longer, and then just be done with it. And then just start fresh against the Heat. And I think the Heat would potentially be a team the Celtics might end up I could see that going all the way.
Heat, yeah, I mean, they're playing so well. I mean, I wouldn't rule it out. That's going to be a hard-fought series. You can't sit here and think they're going to win in 4 or 5, but they got to get there. And you're right, you start to look at everybody a little bit differently if they fall short of that. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the expectations right now. I mean, I thought even if they faced Milwaukee, I thought they were going to win that series. But like I said, you sort of have that out, being like, all right, it's basketball, the best players on the other team, more often than not, the best players team ends up winning. But that's not the case now. I mean, I know Butler's playing well, but I'll take Tatum. Like, if we're, you know, we can do the thing where you draft the players per team. I love the Celtics top three versus just about anybody's.
Good news for those of you who have the Dale and Keith bingo card at home. Emotional junk shot has now been added. You can cover that one up.
No, I could have said soul. I could have said soul punch. But Dale, come on, let's be honest.
No, I like it. No, I'm not arguing. I don't hate it.
Yeah, no.
We
also had the end of Game 3.
Dumb Fitzy in the first 10 minutes of the show. So you really never know what he's going to say.
That's the whole thing. A total wild card, if you will.
We had to dump the wild card.
Odell Beckham loved the dump.
Yeah, we had to dump our new John. Really, John?
What's the matter with you?
Can we dump John too?
Yes, actually. You know why I insist? Why I insist we keep Anderson around? He makes me look good.
He does.
By just being himself, he makes me look good.
Yeah,
Fitzy did set the record. It's the earliest a Dale and Keith co-host has had to been dumped on a program.
Mm-hmm.
We've never had to dump a guy in the first 10 minutes.
No, that's not true. On Monday, actually, when you guys were out, Greg Dickerson turned his mic on when the Patriots Monday billboard was firing. And when it went, and then it went over him, he dropped an F-bomb. And I had to dump
Dickerson is my kind of wild card.
He is a wild card.
Dickerson is my kind of wild card. I like his energy. But I just want, you know, if I was the earliest technical dump in the history of this program, I would just like to thank my teammates. Without the coaching, it wouldn't
earliest
have been
possible. Non-holiday dump. How about that?
Got it.
Fine.
Okay. By
I'm
the
glad
way,
that we've re-qualified.
Update
that.
The records.
Speaking of wild cards, oh, nice segue,
Dale. You
Dale,
pro.
That was coming a big up wild segue, Dale.
Yeah. We've got our NFL predictions, including the wild card teams. That's coming up next. Dale and Keith with Nick Stevens, Sports Radio WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.